Canal des Doumères Bicycle Tour with BikeTourFrance.net. September 2026. Historical Narrative. Ride Day 5, Toulouse to Castelnaudry. A murder in a castle changed the course of southern French history. On the night of May 28, 1242, a group of Cathars rode from Montségur to Avignonnet and assassinated a team of papal inquisitors staying in a local castle. The attack was one of the most dramatic acts of resistance during the Albigensian Crusade, and it triggered the final campaign against Montségur, the last major Cathar stronghold. As you leave Toulouse and enter the Loire Gay, you are riding through one of the most historically productive agricultural regions in France. For more than 2,000 years, armies, merchants, pilgrims, and traders have crossed this corridor between the Mediterranean and the Atlantic. The Romans recognized its importance and built the Via Aquitania through the region. In 1252, Alphonse de Poitiers founded Villefranche-de-Loire-Gay as a bastide town along this strategic route. Trade brought extraordinary wealth to the Loire-Gay. During the 16th century, the region earned the nickname Pays de Coquin, Land of Plenty. The name is commonly linked to the coquins, balls of processed pastel used to produce a brilliant blue dye prized throughout Europe. Before synthetic dyes existed, blue pigment was difficult to manufacture and commanded enormous prices. Pastel merchants became some of the wealthiest people in France, and their fortunes transformed the countryside. Churches, manor houses, dovecots, and grand estates appeared across the Loire Gay, many of which still stand today as reminders of this remarkable agricultural boom. The boom eventually faded as overseas indigo, imported primarily from India, produced a deeper blue dye and eroded the market for locally grown pastel. Yet the region adapted again. Between 1667 and 1681, construction of the Canal du Midi transformed the Loire Gay into the grain basket of Languedoc. Wheat moved east toward the Mediterranean and west toward the Atlantic. Towns such as Villefranche de Loire Gay and Castelnaudry became essential collection and distribution centers within one of the most ambitious transportation projects in European history. One decision made in 1553 still influences regional cuisine today. Catherine de Medici, a member of Florence's powerful Medici family who later became Queen of France, held the title Countess of Loire Gay and encouraged cultivation of a Lingot bean, a variety well suited to local conditions. The crop spread throughout the region and became a defining ingredient of cassoulet, the hearty bean and meat stew that remains one of southwestern France's most celebrated dishes. Local legend claims cassoulet originated during the Hundred Years' War, when the inhabitants of Castelnaudry pooled their food supplies to sustain defenders during an English siege. Whether entirely true or not, the dish became inseparable from the identity of the Loire Gay. By 1836, the first cassoulet factory had opened in Castelnaudry, and an official recipe followed in 1909, helping establish the town as the undisputed capital of one of France's most famous regional dishes. The ride ends in Castelnaudry, a town whose importance extended far beyond its size. During the 16th century, merchants arrived here from across France to trade wool and cloth. Its fairs became major commercial gathering places and financial centers, serving a wide region independent of nearby Toulouse. Today, most visitors arrive in search of cassoulet, but the town's deeper story is one of trade, agriculture, and geography. For centuries, whoever controlled the Loire Gay controlled one of the principal corridors linking the Mediterranean world with southwestern France.